This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do, I giggle sometimes because you guys don't know, I got all these screens around me. And every once in a while, a message will pop up, and I try to read it really quick because it might be like, hey, your shirt's falling off or something, I don't know, something stupid, whatever, you're drooling out of the side of your mouth, whatever it is. And I want to make sure I catch it before anything happens. So, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to put up the link for the event this weekend that Karen was just talking about, the Gold to Dust event here in California. And if you use the code REALSIDE, you ready for this one? I told you I could save you money if you listen to the show. Tickets will be half price just for Real Side listeners, okay? We'll put that up on the website later on, make sure it happens. And, again, I do appreciate it. You know, you got to go to these things and get informed. You really do. And don't do, if it's the first time going to something like this, don't do what I used to do. You know, you get there 2 hours early, you go all day long, you're standing on your feet, you don't bring any snacks, you don't bring any food, you don't have to take everything in. You know, I mean, you're going to wipe yourself on. You're not going to remember everything. Start to learn how to go to these things. Find your passion. Find the thing that you're hot on. When you go to these events, lock in on them. Okay? Seriously, it's really that simple. Lock in on these things, and you'll learn more about those things that you're hot on. You'll learn more about those things that are close to your heart. And you'll be able, it's what I did with career tech education when I got on the school board. That was always a big deal for me. For me, the constant schoolwork made me nuts. My kids, one of my kids in particular, I know they're grown-ups now, but one of my kids in particular hated education. And the only thing that helped with him was to get him involved with working with his hands. Then it was a whole different story. And then he didn't mind being there. Notice I said didn't mind being there. Work in an auto shop and stuff like that. You got to help your kids. And you know, for some of you listening right now, I know I'm off tangent again, but I want you to think about something. There's so much more these days. So much. When we talk about career tech ed, it used to be called industrial arts, we're not talking about the grease monkey under the car. You know, that's what we used to call them, right? You got grease all over you, in your hair, on your. We're not talking about that kind of mechanic anymore. It's not the way it works anymore. These cars are so computerized nowadays, you can't just get under there and start turning wrenches. The same thing in the sheet metal world. The same thing in electrical world. I mean, things have changed tremendously. So before you poo-poo all this stuff, think about it. Plumbers today, decent plumbers are making as much as decent attorneys. Yeah, you heard me. It's a true statement. Decent electricians, decent carpenters, they're making some decent money. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Give it some thought. I'm not joking. Give it some thought. Where was I? See, when I go off like that, I figure out what I was going to talk about. Oh, yeah. That's right. Jail time. It's always the first thing on my head. So California, because, you know, we don't want to deal with the budget woes. We won't want to deal with how bad our education system is in California. Right? What we want to do is we have to deal with everything else that really has not much to do with anything that's going to push the state forward. So California now is proposing not less regulations to bring more work to the state. No. It wants jail time for using the wrong pronoun for transgenders. Now, I've always asked this question before. How do you know? No, seriously. I mean, how do you always know? Because remember, it's gender fluidity. Now, you can say this is transgender, but I'll play you clips from the community, and they all say the same thing. You know, you cannot strap us down with one designation, because it might change. Now, California is on the way to pass a new law that makes it illegal to call transgender senior citizens a pronoun they don't like. For example, if an elderly person who was born male and lives in a long-term care facility wishes to be called her or she, the workers there had better do it or face consequences. Now, this proposal, you ready for this one, would even apply to Christian facilities. See, so California, again, goes right back to, and this is what I keep telling my Christian friends. I know you hate when I do this. This is your fault. No, I'm not joking. I'm being serious. This state is run by Democrats. There are a majority of the people in this state that claim to be Christians or Catholics. So either you don't know where your Bible is, or you don't know what Scripture says about this stuff, or you just don't care. You just want the label because it makes you feel holy. Right? You're going to force people to do stuff that they can't do. Oh, they can physically do it. They can't do it, though. All right? I mean, it's not right. It's not the right thing to do. Now, SB 219, titled the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents. Now, remember something here. All this stuff sounds wonderful. It always does. The titles always make it sound really cool. There's two things going on, though. One is, it's just to suck you in. Right? Remember that there was a California law we were talking about a while back, and it was like the Child Protection Act or something like that. Who would be against that? But when you start reading through it, it's really not about child protection. It's really about the legislature wanting to get sex ed to very young kids. That's all it was about. And this is not much different. It's different age-wise, but this is not much different than the legislator wanting to get their agenda put across. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at Fort Imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Shh. The natives are getting... Can you say natives? I guess you could. What? Huh? What do I want to turn the board down for? How am I supposed to hear me? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. We've got our shirts. We still have the shirts. Hashtag stand. With everything that's going on, I don't know why, you know, you guys need to have a bunch of those shirts that you can stand arm in arm. I'm not joking. Arm in arm. With those people that, what do they call themselves? The resistance? Are they still calling themselves the resistance? They should. Because they're kind of resisting. You know, we should make up shirts. I wonder if we get some, what do they call them, moles in there, right? And we'll have all these shirts made up that look like theirs. They'll say resistance. And then underneath it, small letters would just put common sense. You know, the resistance against common sense. And I think that would be great. Can you imagine them all finally realizing it at one point in time, just ripping those shirts off? I think it'd be hilarious. I know, little things. I know, Ma. Small things, little things amuse little minds. I get it. Anyhow, so we were talking about the bill in California, the law that they're looking to pass, SB 219. And they're proposing jail time. The California legislators are proposing jail time for using the wrong pronoun on transgenders. Let's not talk about education. Let's not try to get people back to work. Let's not try to take on the deficit that we have, the major league deficit. No. Let's make sure that we're making sure that we're using the right pronoun. Seriously. So, this is Senate Bill 219 called SB 219. And it's titled the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents Bill of Rights. And basically this says that seniors who want to be called, however they want to be called, he or she, that the facility worker has to call them that. Now, the question I have for you is, and this seems on the surface, right? You feel like, hey, that's cool, that's good. I mean, you know, they're seniors, they're well into their lives, they want to be called something else. All right, well, whatever, you can deal with it. But my thought is it won't stop there. So what if it goes from there to, I don't know, regular work? You've got somebody that wants to be called something. Now, remember, this is also for Christian facilities. And they're going to try to make a crack in that religious exemption. So even if you're at a Christian nursing home, right? And people go to these facilities, they don't go to them because they're trying to, you won't find a devout Muslim ending their life out in a Christian nursing home or assisted living site. I mean, I don't think you'll find that. Because there's going to be crosses on the wall, there's going to be prayer breakfast, there's going to be, a chapel, all that fun stuff. Why would you go? Right? I mean, it's really that simple. So, you're coming back to this. Once they get this in, once they get this by, now you're going to have nursing homes, no matter whether they're religious or not, they have to call people by the pronoun they want. Now, those proposing the bill are saying, if you disagree with me about my view or gender, you're discriminating against me. Right? This is not tolerance. This is not love. This is not mutual respect. True tolerance tolerates people with different views. We need to treat each other with respect, but respect is a two-way street. I mean, we're always told that we're not tolerant. Really? Right, because we run around killing people that don't agree with us, Christians. Right, we're always sticking our fingers in people's faces when they don't agree with us, aren't we? I don't. I just want to walk away. I want you to respect my viewpoint as much as you want me to respect yours. And I love you people who throw scripture at me. You pull one scripture out of the box. You've never opened the Bible. Somebody told you where it was. You had to go looking for it. You didn't know that all the page numbers weren't the same. So it took a little longer. Now you're really irritated. And you find that one scripture. You have no clues to what it means. Absolutely none. And I love Christians and non-Christians alike who only grab that one scripture that says, well, if you want to do it old King James, right? It says, judge not, lest ye be judged. If you want to bring it into New English, which is the way we should talk, basically don't judge others because you're going to be judged. You need to read the whole chapter, what the chapter's about and what you're told. We are told to judge what's right and wrong based on what the Word of God says. We are told to judge what's good or evil based on what the Word of God says. We're cautioned not to run around telling people about what they're doing wrong and how they're sinning when you haven't got your life in order. But we're never told not to judge sin. Never. There's nowhere in the Bible that tells you that. So, are we to tolerate things? Sure we are. God tolerates sin. He tolerates our sin. Doesn't accept it. Doesn't tell you it's okay. You know, it was funny. I shut somebody down the other day when they were talking about, judgmental. Jesus was never judgmental. And they went, really? Jesus was never judgmental? Jesus said that he was the only way to the Father? You other yo-hos can't get there without me? That's not judgmental? When the woman came to him by the well, they were going to stone her. Not by the well, but they were going to stone her for adultery. And he said, he is without sin, cast the first stone. They all dropped their rocks and left. And she was the only one there. He didn't say to her, hey, your accusers are gone. Go have some fun. That's not what he said to her. Want to talk about judgmental? He looked right at her. And he said, hey, go sin no more. In other words, what you're doing, it's wrong. It's sin. It's disgusting. Stop doing it. Ooh. Some of you just, your skin crawled. So you like to make these little, you pull a little scripture totally out of context and you make it sound like it's just a foo-foo moment for Christ. No, no, no. Didn't work that way. The one I love the most, though, is when he said, you know, talks about bringing the little kids to him and anyone who hurts these kids. Think about what he said. He didn't say, I'll forgive them. It's all okay. People hurt kids all the time. He said, no, it's better. Better for them. Better. Think better. Right? And when you think better, right? Better, bigger, better. Better that they have a millstone tied around their neck and thrown into the water. You know, if you've ever seen a millstone, it's very, very heavy. It's extremely dense. Very heavy. Because it's going to be heavy enough to crush other stone. So, anyway. There's your loving understanding. And what we're doing to our kids today. Come on, think about it. What we're doing to our young people today. I'm not just talking about the sexual stuff. You're taking young kids who don't even know what colors to go together, don't know what it's like to feel like a male or female, don't know what it's like, when you talk about other things, you know, other religions, other things going on out there. You're throwing all kinds of stuff on these kids at an elementary school level. It's wrong. It is dead wrong. Yeah, I'm going to make some of you cringe right now, right? And I don't mind. And I know some of the people local to me are really mad at me. But you're going to have to wait until we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on the rail side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Just, okay, get ready. Get your barf bucket. We're going to talk really gross on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. You'll sit on the rail side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much, seriously, for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you're taking out of your life to be with me, and I do know that that's precious time. And hopefully I give you what you're looking for. Hey, look, I put me to sleep some nights. You know what I'm saying? If you've been watching. So I'm not doing it to you on purpose. But it happens. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And hit up to the website where there's a live chat room going on up there. And if you're a Facebook aficionado, then head up there. We've got also got a live Facebook feed going on. You can talk to them there as well. So talk to me there as well. Yeah, don't you love how I do that? I'm easily confused. Don't worry about it. The California's SB 219. I don't want to beat this to death, but the it's the LGBT transgender belong. Long-term facility resident bill of rights. God, why do they have to make these things so long? Shouldn't be that easy. Shouldn't be that long. Now, the bill is also going to mandate that bathrooms and rooming situations be designated by gender identity and not biological sex. Now, there's no exemptions for long-term care facilities run by religious institutions. Now, that's just wrong. The other thing, I don't know if it's two to a room or not. So what happens to the senior citizen who decides they don't want to share a room with a transgender? They're going to be put in jail? They're going to be called a hater? I mean, seriously, I'm curious. See, this is what the left loves to do. They're going to force you into the morality they believe to be true. They don't care whether you do or not. It doesn't matter to them. Now, if you were on the left, if you were a Democrat, if you were a progressive, a socialist, yeah, they would do everything they could to accommodate you. Now, critics of the law have fought against it. California Family Counsel Greg Burt testified before the California Assembly Judiciary Committee saying, "How can you say you believe in free speech, but think the government can compel people to use certain pronouns when talking to others?" Good point. He added, "Compelled speech is not free speech, my friends." He didn't say, my friends, I am. Can the government compel a newspaper to use certain pronouns that aren't even in the dictionary? No, they can't. Is that what's coming next? Well, California, well, you guys, some of you guys might know this. Some of you guys are paying attention. Some of you aren't. But California walks to its own drummer, beat, whatever you want to call it anyhow. And they've said so. They've actually had legislators come out and say, look, we don't follow the law. We don't follow the Constitution. We're California. We do what we want to do. With that cocky attitude, they make up such a large percentage of revenue for the country, for the state, what have you. And I'm not sure I totally believe that. I mean, when you think about it, we make up 16% of the population of the country, and we account for 31% of the welfare that the country pays. I would think letting us go would be a plus plus for the United States. Don't you? I'm just asking. So those proposing this bill are saying, hey, if you disagree with me about my view or gender, you're discriminating against me. Right? So Burke is here. This is not tolerance. This is not love. This is not mutual respect. I agree with him. See, there's no happy medium here. There's no accommodations. They don't allow any kind of accommodations. There's no happy medium here. You will do or else. Yeah, it sounds like free speech to me, right? Now, despite Burt's objections, the measure, which is sponsored by a group, Equality Californians, and authored by San Francisco Senator Scott Weiner, or whatever, sailed through the committee without even one vote against it. You know, it's a waste of time. No, I'm not joking. When these guys get it, it is totally a waste of time. Because two-thirds plus of the government in California is run by, left-leaning progressive Democrats who think that any thought, anything that comes between their ears is right, righteous, and the proper thing to do for the Californians, and they don't care what you think. And apparently this is almost word for word the Canadian Transgender Bill of Rights. So they want to be like Canada. This will cause even more trouble in this arena, in the transgender arena. It just will. Anytime you're forcing people to do things that they don't want to do or shouldn't do, and this is a freedom of speech issue, is it not? You're telling a Christian school, a Christian facility, that they can't live by their values? They can't live by their scripture? My God, when did that happen? When do we lose those rights? I think we gave them up probably, but when do we lose those rights, really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Steve Bannon. Because I'm watching this stuff go by me at a million miles an hour, over my shoulder. And I know many of you okay, he's going to be doing this, and he's going to be doing that, he's going to come against Trump. I don't know if I agree with that. I know. I'm for once, I'm the optimist, right? I don't know if I agree with that. Well, first of all, I believe that John Kelly, Kelly's in there cleaning up, right? I think that the people that Trump had close to him, they may not have been the right people for the job. Many of you are not going to like the fact that I'm saying you got to have some people that understand how politics moves. If you don't understand how politics move, how can you figure out how to get around it? You don't get around it by going in there ignorant to how it works, because there's gotchas and things they're going to catch you. The Dems are great at it. They've been slowing down the Republicans for years with all the little gotchas they know how to do. I think they have a whole division that looks for loopholes in the constitutions, in the law, in some of the parliamentary procedures they've pulled off. So they said that Bannon was an economic nationalist. I say, so what? Let me see. So he wants to be staunch on making sure that we're sound economically. That the country is sound fiscally before we start giving billions and millions and gadillions of dollars to other countries, to other causes, to other things. He wants to hold the president's feet to the fire. My understanding, and I've read it before, is that there's a whiteboard in his office with all the promises the president made. And he was not so much holding the president's feet to the fire as much as he was looking at the Republicans and saying, how do we make these things happen? Now, do you believe that? I know Ben Shapiro has been saying that Bannon's going to start a war against Trump. He's going to bring him down. To what end? If Bannon's really this nationalist everybody says he is, why would he bring Trump down? And then what? You're going to go off to Pence after that? And then what? He's going to go off to Paul Ryan after that? So, I see this a little differently than some of you. See, I don't know if this was a setup. I can't tell you. I'm not that smart. But think of the things that Bannon kept pushing that he wanted. National security, a national economy, and he wanted the globalist media and the globalists. He wanted to push them aside and quiet them down. See, you can't go global till you get it together nationally, right? You can't go global till you have it together locally. You can't open up more restaurants until you get your local restaurant doing well. And then as far as national security, why not? Why? First of all, why is nationalist such a bad term? And do not go and talk to me about Hitler and the Nazis without adding socialist in there. So we have nothing to worry about on the left. We don't have to worry about them becoming Hitler-esque. You know why? Because the term is national socialist. They're not nationalists. They're just socialists. They can give a crud about America as a whole, the far-left Dems, the socialist Dems, the progressive Dems. They don't care about America. They don't care about the United States. They just want us to be a socialist nation. When Trump, Bannon, Messina, when we say nationalist, we're not talking about the Hitler-esque nationalist. We're talking about Americans. We're talking about in the show forever. A nationalist is an American. Here, what's wrong with being an American? I've been listening to these yo-hos online making fun of Make America Great Again. Now, all of a sudden, right? And they're like, what do you mean by that? You know, before slavery? No, because we wouldn't give control back to the Democrats. See if you get that one. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll talk more about Bannon on the other side of the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back. Don't go far.
Want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's an oldie, and only some of you who remember that song. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Wrapping up the week. Hey, for those of you who have been with me all week, thank you so much. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows, but you tuned into this one. I also know... You know, I know you could be listening to a whole bunch of other guys about a whole bunch of other things. I can't stand doing this, the same thing everybody else is doing all day, every day. You know, I don't mind talking about this Bannon thing a little bit. Give you a little bit different spin on it. I know some of you love Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, for me, always comes off as angry. Always angry, always somebody else's fault. You know, but... And he's got some, he's a smart guy. And I like listening to him, so don't get me wrong. But he can't be that mad, and everybody else can't be that wrong all the time. Just my own thought. So, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book. You can do a lot up there. You can help me and other conservatives, if you have other conservative shows you listen to. My joke is it's really simple. Give up one cup of coffee a month. I'll take it. I'll take the money you would spend. I mean, we've got We've got little membership plans from like $5 up a month. I love coffee. And so if you head over to my website, therealside.com, there's Patreon button there that you can click. You can give one-time dollar amount of like $5,000. I'm more than happy to take that from you. No problem. We were talking about Steve Bannon. And I have a different take than some of you on him leaving. I know Shapiro and others are saying he's going to wage war against Trump. I don't think so. That would mean everything that he did was a waste of his time. And even in comments that he's made, even of late, when he knew, you can't tell me he didn't know he was going out the door today or a week ago, what have you. He's known for a while this is not working out. He's told other people there that work with him, that he's around, that he's not getting done what he wanted to get done. Things aren't moving like he thought. And he even came out today and other times, and he has said, the Republican establishment is not going to let go. We got duped, people. Some of us kind of knew that. I have a mic. It's easy for me to say I said it, I knew it, or what have you. I wrote about this in 2014. I wrote about this in November of 2014. I didn't write about this day and how Trump was going to be elected. I don't play games like that. I wrote about the Republican establishment, the Republican leadership, and how nothing was going to change. Things weren't going to get better unless we got rid of them. And we didn't. We gave them raises. We put them in. We had the Speaker of the House dictate to us the only way he would take the job is if we promised not to try to remove him. Let him do what he wanted to do. In other words, I don't want to be accountable. I'm going to do whatever I darn well please. And then we were told for years that they had Plan B. They didn't have Plan B. They didn't have a penciled-out version of Plan B. They didn't even have a title of Plan B on a penciled-out page. So back to what I was saying before we went to break. I know at one point I told you I was going to make you throw up, but I decided not to do that. never mind. What they're teaching your kids in school. What they're trying to teach your kids here in California in elementary school. So as far as Bannon goes, if he's got control of Breitbart, I believe in what he was saying. I believe in some of the hints that he's made. This is what I believe. I believe he's going after the Republican establishment. That's what I believe. I believe he can get more done at Breitbart than he can get done in the White House. Because he's got to work within the law at the White House. He's got to work. There's certain things he can't say, certain things he can't do. I'll get the president in trouble. Which is why it's really cool if he's outside of there. The things he writes, the people he can go after, the things he can expose at Breitbart is going to be so much more powerful. But then he's going to be fighting Facebook. He's going to be fighting Google. And, you know, they're not going to, I was thinking about this the other day. We're not going to clean any of this up. Because the only way to clean it up are like, you know, with antitrust suits and such. Monopoly suits. These guys have got way too much power. Now, you think Congress and the Senate are going to pass laws against that to stop it? You think they're going to go in there, hold hearings, and hold these guys' feet to the fire? No, seriously. These guys who are funneling and getting them tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of dollars to their campaigns and to their pet charities and projects and what have you? No, not going to happen. Just not going to happen. So, again, if he's on the outside, I believe that he'll fight for Trump. I believe that he'll fight for nationalism. And I've already explained nationalism to you guys, so don't write me. Don't go, oh, Messina, what are you doing? If nationalism equals Americanism, then I'm a nationalist. Now, the left will do it like the... You know, it was really funny today. I got tired of hearing about the alt-right, the alt-right, the alt-right, the alt-right, the alt-right. I got nuts. So I went and looked up alt-right, and I looked up what people have been saying over a period of time about alt-right. And again, as usual, I should have bet myself I would have made some money. But as usual, the left took that word, Let me rephrase that. We allowed the left to steal that word and make it their own. That's what we did. Now, originally, Tea Parties would have been considered alt-right, because they were much different than the mainstream right. Okay? They were way far to the right of center. But it didn't have a negative connotation to it. It just meant they were further right. All the way right. An alternative to right. And then we let the left steal that term. We let them turn it into not think about something. They are a socialist group. Not the alt-right, but I mean the left. A lot of them are now progressive socialists. And they can't be Nazis because, remember I said before, if you're a nationalist, you're for America. If you're here in America and you're a nationalist, then you are for the rights, you are for the sovereignty, you are for the power of America. I don't believe the far left cares about America. So they can't be national socialists. It's impossible. They could be progressive socialists. So they've taken that word alt-right now, and they've made it mean because they've decided this is what it means. See, they change the dictionary anytime they want to, any way they want to, and the mainstream media goes along with them instead of going, well, that's not what the dictionary says. They've deemed alt-right to mean an ideological grouping associated with extreme conservative or reactionary viewpoints. Right? Characterized by a rejection of mainstream politics and by the mainstream politics. What is mainstream politics? And by the use of online media to disseminate deliberately controversial content. Many in the mainstream conservatism see the alt-right as a serious force. Some are seeing the victory against the vitriolic online presence of the alt-right as a good thing. Which I find, I find this quite interesting. I don't call us the alt-right. I don't, you know, if we're far to the right, we're not progressives. We can't be. What should we call ourselves? And again, you guys, the way you've laid this out, I love this. The way you've laid this out is what's made it so bad. I mean, again, it would have been considered, look, and you know what's beautiful about this? I can't find the alt left anywhere. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. It's not that I do this stuff on purpose on the air to show you how asinine this is. They make up these words as they go, or they change the meanings because they like the way they sound, and if they sound really nasty. You know, when was the last time you heard War on Women? Just to prove to you how disingenuous they are, when was the last time you heard War on Women? How about Russia? What have you heard about that, right? I mean, we go down the whole list of things. And you think about some of the stuff that you're just not hearing about anymore, because it wasn't working. They finally got the message that people weren't buying. And so now they're all over with, you know, white supremacy now. Now that's going to be the new mantra for a while, because that's a little deeper. That's a little bit more that irritates people more. But still, when you go down the list, you're only seeing a very small part of the population that really even care, or I shouldn't say care, that believe that it's really like that, that really believe that white people as a whole hate black people. Because it ain't true. And many of my black friends know that. As irritated as they are about certain things, they all know that. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Thanks for being with me all week. You got 2 days off. Make them count, because you're only getting two. Be back here with us next week. Again, God bless. Thanks for being with me here. And tell your friends and loved ones about the show. Have a great weekend.